Bro, Smoke, what's up, man? It's my first one this year. What month is this? June, the halfway mark. So I took, I got one in February. I dropped one in February, you know. But you know how I feel about this. Like, I feel like, you know, you're going to listen to the rich, you're going to listen to the rich person before you're going to probably listen to me. You know what I'm saying? So I can come on and talk my shit a little bit, but, you know, at the end of the day, man, like, this is how the rich, the people is eating for real. So they always, like, you know what I'm saying, overpower certain shit, overpower certain shit and certain messages that, you know, why people that, you know, why the small people do this, they get a certain message out. You know what I'm saying? The rich people coming with dumb shit, you know, and overpowering, you know what I'm saying, what it is. But my third year coaching, my third season coaching. About to get ready, going to tackle, finishing that flag. And the reason I did this today, because I kind of wanted to talk to people, man. Like, you know, keep it 100. You know, a lot of everybody I see a lot of people, man, shaking their head after all these little Kilmo news and you know what I'm saying, and all this killings and shootings and all this type of shit. And I see people just like, damn, this fucked up out here. This shit terrible. But like, I don't really see a lot of people making no actions, man. And I'm gonna tell you, like, you know, before I started coaching, I didn't even know youth football was this big. Like, I never knew, you know what I'm saying, how big this shit is. And I ain't just saying that youth football and youth basketball and all these sports and shit, I ain't saying that shit gonna really make a super difference, but it can in a way, because, you know, if you kind of do like what, you know, like in my neighborhood, like, you know, I got a lot of kids, a lot of my friends' kids, and you know, and I got them, and I'm able to put them in a position to be important people, important at they, you know, so it's not like they just, oh man, yeah, he played football. Now it's like a big thing. It's like, oh man, his son play too. And his, you know what I'm saying? So it's like community work. That's community work right there in my community, because I got kids that's going to grow up right here. You know what I'm saying? But we already got their mind. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to look at what they looking at. You know what I'm saying? And be a young boy ain't telling them to pick up no football or nothing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of people, y'all hear them playing them songs and watching them doing them dances and shit. And you be like, you know, that's cool. But at the end of the day, they still hearing what that nigga saying. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and more that they go to school, the older and older they get, that shit gonna start getting, it's gonna start getting worse and worse. But if you keep a sport, that, you know, basketball, football, if you keep them there, you might can make one change. You know what I'm saying? You might not be able to save all four, but one of them you might turn into the next, you know what I'm saying, the next big thing in his neighborhood. Or you preparing him to get the, when he get to high school, he gonna be good enough to be able to compete with other high schoolers that's his age, because he been doing this. You know what I'm saying? That's what they need for you to help. It's a lot of single mothers. You know what I'm saying? The single mothers is wonderful, man. They you know, they doing their thing, the best of the best of their abilities. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's still a female. You know what I'm saying? So she still gotta live her life as a female doing what she doing. So that son is right there seeing that. He picking up them traits. You know what I'm saying? Like, no kind of disrespect, like, you know, but he picking up those traits, because, like I said, you know, I'm coaching, I'm able to see the best of both worlds. Like, you know, like a kid that come from, you know, everybody come from money. You ask anybody, everybody will tell you they come from money. You know what I'm saying? But you kind of can tell who, you know what I'm saying, who wants some big dog shit and who wants some, they on some regular shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I can tell you personally myself, like, I'm coming off some poor shit. Like, my folks are poor. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming off some poor shit. So when I was young, like that age, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. I was with a single mother myself, you know what I'm saying? So, but it was like sports that, it was sports that turned my, that turned me into like damn, it gave me something to be good at. Like, I want, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these, you look at a lot of these dudes, Meek Mill is one per se, like, can't even fucking play basketball. But because when he was coming up, it was so messed up in Philly, they ain't really, they probably hoop here and there, but shit, riding them damn dirt bikes and shooting guns and shit, that's what, that was they sports. You know what I'm saying? That's just how that, so, you know, but so you put that in their life and get that to the importance. So I'm able to teach, like, hey man, I'm gonna give you an example. Like a little kid might smack a kid in the back of the head. And he smacked him in the back of the head. Now this kid that got smacked in the back of the head, he chasing this boy all over practice. Ooh, you just stop him. Bro, what did that tap on the head do to you? You see what I'm saying? Once you get that message into his head, then he gonna understand. When they gonna tap him on the head, he gonna look at him like, what the hell is you doing? You gonna teach him to look at a person so stupid that they like, yeah, let me just leave him alone. You see what I'm saying? Instead of like, and that's the type of shit that they gonna learn in an activity. But like I said, it's lacking. It's a lot of people that's not doing nothing. And you know, like, nigga, everybody go to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not doing nothing out here. You know, some of y'all don't even drive. So it's like, you ain't getting that much money if you don't even drive. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, get out here and put some love back into the community. Like, you know what I'm saying? Put some love, put like everybody say they love they block and all that kind of shit. I just gave you an example of what's, you know what I'm saying, what's going on my side. So like, I'm giving you, you know, and I'm doing this for multiple. Where I coach at ain't nothing to do with Quincy, you know what I'm saying? So like, you know, but it's, I got an impact on them kids as well. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, a kid called me, 2-3 kids called me with their grade card. Like, you see what I'm saying? That shit gonna keep him going. That's pointing his head in the right direction. Not just sitting back letting him watch YouTube and shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, some of y'all, like, If you, sometimes you young, you try and get your money, but if you already know, bro, like if you 19, 20, 21 years old and you ain't played no ball in like 2 years, like, ain't nothing happening, fool. Like what you gonna do? What you really gonna do? What you gonna jump in one of these little Tracy McGrady joints or something? Like it's, you know it's over. You know how that the athlete shit, man, you got a small ass window, you gotta go from high school, out of high school, boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just sit, man. This coaching shit lit, man. This shit mono. It's like it's your mind against another nigga mind. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like out there one deep. I'm one deep, so it's my mind. So nine times out of ten, we walk into a football game, it's my mind versus motherfucking 6-7 niggas. And I'm right there with them with six people thinking against my brain. Oh, my bro out there, you know what I'm saying? But it, like that, man, that's a challenge in life. That's a challenge in life. Like, just because it ain't coming with no money, just think about what you doing, Slim. Like, you make, like, think about it, man. I got 6-7 kids, you know, that in 3 years, them niggas going to be vicious at linebacker, quarterback, safety, corner, running back. Nigga, that's impact. That is impact, bro. I don't know what... You ain't doing nothing sitting back blowing tree all day. Sitting around the way and shit. That ain't really, you ain't doing nothing, bro. Get out, you might as well get on out here and do something, bro. Now, I understand you just ain't no sports nigga. I'm talking to like athletes that I know, you know, that I done met from jobs and all type of shit. That you vicious and shit, you just got out of school or whatever. Like, come on, bro. Like, get out here. Like, this shit gonna, man, I'm telling you, this shit gonna, you young as shit, this shit gonna put some good shit back into your life. You know what I'm saying? You got a long way to go. If you 19, 20, you know what I'm saying? Even like 25, you got a long way to go, bro. Like, this shit, if you thinking this gonna be a headache problem, you know, I understand, like, niggas got kids, they probably like, I don't wanna deal with nobody else's kids and all that kind of shit. But I'm telling you, man, I might be the only coach out there with no kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't see nobody out there that don't got no kids. So that ain't really the, you know, but like I said, it's about making that shit a better way. You should want to make shit a better way for your kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? All these kids just sitting back, turning up, like you're seeing all these robberies, these break-ins. Like, man, that shit ain't gonna happen if a nigga get to him before he get to that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, that's a group of niggas. That's a group of niggas from each way that done decided, like, man, fuck life. We about to, you know what I'm saying? Because like they said, bro, they breaking in the cars and they ain't even stealing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You don't know. By now, you don't even know if these niggas is hating on you or you don't know what the fuck going on. Like, they just riding around fucking niggas' cars up. So niggas got to get their shit fixed. What type of shit is that, bro? That shit going to get one of them little niggas' head blowed off, snub. Because somebody going to catch you because it's happening so much. But I'm telling you, man, to change that shit, you got to get out here and help, man. Do some kind of work, man. Like, you know, start up. Even if it's starting a business and giving them jobs or something, like, it got to be something that you can't just sit back and just willy-nilly, like, nothing. Like, I ain't doing nothing for nobody. No good. You know what I'm saying? I can't think of the saying and shit right now. I can't think of the saying, but it's like, it's basically like, nigga, you need to give. Like, you know, not to give to receive, but yeah, of course, like, you know, like put the and it's energy. You putting good energy into the world, into these kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta show them that, you know, hey, and, you know, right now, I see it, man. It's like the rich kids, like you know, they grew up, they probably was taught in the house like a little bit more proper, but the difference is they temper is like, you know them kids, shut up, mommy, like, you know, them kids like that, they temper is crazy. So, you know, the slightest little thing, they ready to, you know, and then what they do, they end up getting to the school, and we already know what happens there. Once they get to the point where, because ain't nobody harnessed that all that anger and showed them, put that anger here. Or eat, like I said, it ain't got to be sports. It could be something else, but you need to get, like, man, get out there and do some community work or something, man. Like, and y'all just sitting back thinking that shit is going to get better because y'all commenting, shaking my motherfucking head, this shit wild. Like, that ain't about to change nothing. You know what I'm saying? That ain't about to change nothing. And like I said, I ain't do a lot of, I've been doing shit for people, you know what I'm saying? In my life, I always felt like giving back and shit like that was like a good part of life. But I'm saying, like, I ain't never think about coaching. And it ain't even just about that. This shit fun. If you able to get out this joint real live, make your team vicious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at, I'm new. Look at, like, DMV Prime or Merle Heat. Like, look at them coaches. Them niggas feel like they, like, big dogs, you know, in life because, not just, and I understand it now, it's not because they like, oh yeah, we won, nigga. It's not about that. It's because you leading little kids in the right direction, and that's what put the strength in your back, like, the strut, like, man, you know what I'm saying? Because you giving back to God, and you, if you able to get in this shit and do a little bit of winning, or at least progress some kids, had the parents happy, then you, man, I'm telling you, that shit felt like, sometimes, man, when I get a parent, when somebody say, hey, man, like, man, my son, woo, woo, you know what I'm saying? Since he been with you, my son, woo, you know what I'm saying? Or like how the parents was fighting for me to get, you know, get kids, and, you know, just to, as much as they was trusting me, some of them just met me the year before, the season before, for real. Man, that shit was like them handing me some bread, for real. Like, man, you just had me 20,000. You know what I'm saying? Because you, like, just to see that you want me to have your kids like that, like you want them, you feel like you want me, your kid up under me for me to show them the way. Man, that's like money, man. That I'm telling you, that feeling, you don't probably understand what I'm saying, but that feeling is like money, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's doing something for your soul, man. It's doing some, like all this, you know, a lot of other ways to make money and shit. That shit ain't really good for your soul, for real. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna, you know, I'm speaking on some old head shit right now, but you'll understand down the line what I mean by that. You know what I'm saying? When you get older and now you, oh shit, this kidney's going out, or you know what I'm saying? All that kind of shit, you'll understand what it really was. Like you have to give to receive in this life. You know what I'm saying? And it's no better way than with the kids, because they just now starting. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at the generation. Look at the generation, you know, and like I said, you can only control what you can control. You know what I'm saying? But look at what you can do in your own community. You see what I'm saying? Your own. I even reached out to some of my niggas, like, man, let's coach their kids. Let's do it. This shit lit. My man Mo, he like, man, I wish you was around. When my son was coming up, he like, nigga, this some good ass shit. You got a nigga that you know and fuck with coaching your kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, that's a good feeling. And we all from somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So you do that. Everybody got kids the same, you know, your same men you hung with. They got kids out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, and I'm telling you, like, you can, man, like I said, it's a lot of people start. I seen the nigga, I think Rob Gardner, he started a joint, and he making his theme, like, you know, protect the kids, or, you know, put the guns down, like, he trying to push something, man, like, and it's hard because, you know, in the DMV, and, you know, just black people in general, they don't really want to support shit for real. You know what I'm saying? Because if they feel like you getting some money off that shit, they ain't trying to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they, you know, if they it take good people to do that. So what I'm saying is, man, help put good people out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's every single kid that I done touch, you know what I'm saying, they gonna become a teeny little bit more of a better person. While they around, I'm gonna make sure that, because I ain't out there on no kind of trying to show them how gangster I was, how, you know what I'm saying? They don't need to see that. You don't see enough of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out here for real, like showing them, like, really what's the way, man. Really what's important. Because think about it, a lot of us, this is some real shit, a lot of us would be in the league right now if we had somebody that was young showing us and talking to us and telling us that way. Like me, I was a victim of the ninth grade, what's the shit, the ninth grade transcript. I was going through shit when my folks was going through shit, so I was moving state to state and shit or whatever, and my grades was bad that year. And then that ninth grade transcript matter when you're trying to get to, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna make sure that all my kids know that when they get to the ninth grade, man, they gotta show out on them grades. That's gonna be like one of the most important years, that ninth grade transcript. Like I said, I've been out of school for a minute, so I don't really know, but I know that ninth grade transcript mean a lot. You know what I'm saying? So that's when you first get in the door. Like, and I'm gonna be on that. I'm gonna start requesting. I'm gonna be on that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's, bro, that's changing the structure. That's you sending, you know, they all don't go to the same school, so you might be putting two good souls in each one of these jumps. And you know, some of them not gonna make it, but hey, I'm telling you, for all of what's gonna happen with you, nigga, you might be about to have something going on with you, but God gonna remove that shit because you out here. You see what I'm saying? That's just how you gotta think about it if you believe in that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Believe that.